At the beginning of World War II, in September 1939, aged six, I temporarily moved out of a London suburb with my mother and sister to a supposedly safer environment at Blackmoor End near Gustard Wood. On one occasion, I remember vividly that we were allowed a treat and took a little country bus into St Albans in order to visit the Odeon and see a Shirley Temple film. Having now consulted Google, I believe it must have been The Little Princess. I've no recollection of the content, other than the screen being filled with a close-up of Shirley and floods of tears. Obviously, with an empathetic nature, I immediately followed suit and was soon sobbing, at which time my mother decided it was time to leave. And I was told that if that was how the cinema was going to affect me, then I wasn't to go again. The Odeon, St Albans, was definitely my first film experience, and little did I know it would be my last for many years.
You could smoke in there, which was fantastic. You always sat at the back of the screen and smoked. It was particularly good because your parents wouldn't know. And if you smelled of smoke, you just said innocently, "It was the man sitting next to me who was smoking."
My sister and two brothers could often be seen dashing across London Road, our shilling ticket money tightly in our hand, rushing to get into Saturday morning pictures before the first film started. This seemed to us to be an adult-free zone, with kids of all ages dashing and scrambling around like rats to get into their seats. How the management kept control of us all, I'll never know, but we certainly went on our own, as I seem to recall did most of hundreds of other children there.
So you sit behind them and wind them up, poke them, mess with their hair, while your mates were doing the same. Then you'd go and sit next to them and then get your arm round them. This is why I can't remember any films I ever saw in the Odeon, except Cannonball Run, because it was about cars. I remember that. I never even tried it on a girl during that one. I actually watched the film.
It can't always have been cold and raining outside, but this is what it always seemed to be like. Especially if the queues, which snaked round the corner and sometimes down the steps to the neighbouring street, meant you got soaked and hypothermic before reaching the drippy shelter of the canopy. The smallest screen was like watching a large plasma screen in this century, and surrounded by a few dozen sometimes noisy other people. If it got to, I think, screen three, the small one, it was probably not worth watching.
I used to love B films. You got two films for the price of one. It gave you lots of warm-up time to practice your moves on the girls. I definitely learnt a lot of kissing techniques there, but don't tell my wife.